Ce message s'adresse à l'ensemble de la nation québécoise. Nous devons agir avec force pour freiner la pandémie. Seuls les services essentiels demeurent offerts. Les rassemblements sont interdits. Il est défendu de quitter son domicile entre 20h et 5h le matin. Respectons le confinement et le couvre-feu pour éviter d'être infectés par le virus de la COVID-19. Pour protéger les travailleurs de la santé, nos proches et nos aînés. Car l'important, c'est la santé. Pour plus d'informations, visitez québec.ca/confinement. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
in complete silence until it sounds like a scene of violence. The noise gets unbearable, our minds are terrible. Till I lay down, distorted many parables. Some are surprised that they leave shell shocked when they hear the feeling of metal and hip hop. When it comes natural, my lyrics are factual, but the music is anything but casual. Whether I'm joking, whether I'm serious, the delivery is always furious. I'll never get an airplay or win a Grammy, but what do I care? My fans or my family? I found a funky way to let off steam, introducing a noise supreme.
Com a raia, marcando a viagem pelo ar. Last time we listened to, Gentle Thoughts, we listened to Blue Shadows in the Street from, Blue Shadows in the Street from Dave Brubeck Quartet off of Time Further Out. Then, Jean Lapointe, Quebecois folk singer, and now big anti-weed advocate. Advocate against weed. Advocate for not smoking weed with the Petit General. And then the two-step song was unidentified white label. If you know what it is, text me at 514-574-4655 because I don't know who it's by. We're now listening to Antonio Carlos Jobim with Boto Porpoise, and now we're going to listen to the amazing Claude Young. Wait, oh shit. Wait. We're gonna go back to mono, and then we're gonna listen to, we'll recall the track title later.
cute.
I'm on my way for the night.
breathing.
I see us in the park, in the summer days of imaginings in my head, and words from my heart told only to the winds, felt even without being said. I don't wanna bore you with my trouble, but there's something about your love that makes me weak and knocks me off my feet. There's something about your love and makes me weak and knocks me off my feet. Knocks me off my feet. I don't wanna bore you with it. Oh girl, I love you, I love you, I love you. I don't wanna bore you with it.
Hello. You're listening to CQT 90.3 FM. This is Harmony Express. And we listen to a track off of Claude Young's Scarred EP before diving into two tracks off of I'm Exposed by the Freaky Booze. It was titled Solitude 2 and Solitude 3, and it was just so solitary and it's too lonesome. So lonesome for me that I had to change it to, Stevie Wonder, what's that song called? Knocks me off my feet. And now we're listening to Le Blaze, Life in the Wilderness. Keep it locked. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, Harmony Express.
From Pacifica Radio, this is Voices of the Middle East and North Africa. I am Malihe Razazan. Kurds in Iran are estimated to number between 10 to 12 million, comprising 12 to 15% of the total population of Iran. After Persians and Azeris, Kurds are the third largest national groups in Iran. The Kurds in Iran have a long history of a struggle for self-determination that extends decades before the 1979 revolution. In his article in the Middle East Research and Information Project, Sardar Saadi refers to one of the episodes in this struggle when he writes, quote, "In 1946, with the direct help of the Soviet Union, Kurds established their own autonomous republic centered in the city of Mahabad. Although the Kurdish Republic of Mahabad only lasted 11 months, it became a shining example of Kurds successfully ruling themselves and marks the advent of modern nationalism in Kurdistan." Shahram Aghamir spoke with Sardar about the Kurdish struggle for self-determination in Iran. Sardar Saadi is a PhD candidate in anthropology at the University of Toronto and host and producer of the Kurdish Edition podcast. Shahram started by asking Sardar about the Kurdish word Rojalat. The Kurds refer to the Kurdish region of Iran as Rojalat instead of Iranian Kurdistan. Rojalat, meaning the place where the sun rises,